BBC News, I'm John Shea. Donald Trump has refused to rule out military force to take control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. The US president-elect also suggested economic force would be used against Canada, which he said again should become part of the United States. Our correspondent, Nada Tawfik, says while the bombastic threats are unlikely to be carried out, they may represent some form of negotiation leverage.
He's seeing Greenland in the sense that it's part of that geopolitical tension and competition with China and Russia, who have their eyes on the Arctic, of course. And when you look at Panama, Donald Trump again complained that Panama was ripping off the United States by charging U.S. ships higher rates than other countries, that the canal was being operated by China. The authorities there have denied that. So again, these comments really do have to be seen in light of how he wants to position the United States against Russia and China in the future.
Researchers on disinformation have condemned the tech giant Meta for announcing that it'll scrap fact-checking on Facebook and Instagram in the United States and replace it with community notes. They've accused the Meta chief, Mark Zuckerberg, of seeking to appease the incoming Trump administration and bowing to pressure from it. Here's our chief technology reporter, Chris Vallance.
Mark Zuckerberg says it's time for the company to get back to its roots in free speech. Now, it's no coincidence that this is being said at the dawn of a second Trump presidency. What we're seeing here is, in a sense, a sort of an adjustment. Mark Zuckerberg may well believe that there's too much censorship, but at the same time, it doesn't hurt now that he is looking at working with President Trump and Elon Musk, who described himself as a free speech absolutist, of course.
The Biden administration has imposed sanctions on the leader of the Sudanese paramilitary group, the RSF, accusing the militia of committing genocide. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo was being punished for his role in systematic atrocities against the Sudanese people. Barbara Platosha reports.
Sudan's civil war is one of unmitigated brutality, Mr. Blinken said. A year ago, he determined that both sides had committed war crimes. Now the U.S. has gone further with a designation of genocide because the Rapid Support Forces and its allied militias had systematically targeted civilians from certain ethnic groups. Mr. Blinken said this did not signify U.S. support or favor for the Sudanese army, declaring that both belligerents lacked the legitimacy to govern the country.
A search has continued through the night for survivors of the powerful earthquake that hit Tibet in China on Tuesday morning. At least 126 people have died, with nearly 200 injured, some critically. The authorities say over 400 trapped people have been rescued. Special relief for cold, high-altitude places has been sent. World News from the BBC. Around 30,000 people have been evacuated from the Los Angeles neighbourhood of Pacific Palisades as a rapidly growing wildfire continues to spread. Fire officials say the blaze has taken hold of more than 5 square kilometres in a matter of hours. Aircraft and fire engines have been trying to stop it. However, high winds of up to 160 kilometres per hour and dry conditions are fanning the blaze. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has said 2 US citizens have been arrested, accused of being part of a group of 7 so-called mercenaries. Mr. Maduro described the Americans as very high level. He gave no further details or evidence. Venezuela is on high alert ahead of Friday's inauguration of Mr. Maduro for his third term after his highly contentious election victory. The UN Special Rapporteur for Afghanistan has expressed concern over reports of arrests and deportations of Afghans from Pakistan. Richard Bennett said Afghans in the region deserved better treatment. Earlier, the Afghan embassy in Islamabad said around 800 Afghans living in the capital had been detained. The late US President Jimmy Carter is lying in state in Washington after his coffin was brought into the Capitol Rotunda. The casket, draped in the US flag, was carried up the steps into the Capitol building after a 21-gun salute. Officials had gathered to pay tribute, including the Vice President Kamala Harris. She said Mr. Carter was a respected global leader who'd left an extraordinary legacy.
Today we gather to celebrate the life of a man whose works will echo for generations to come. A man from Plains, Georgia, who grew up without electricity or running water and served as the 39th President of the United States of America, and lived every day of his long life in service to the people.
BBC News.